This is ABC Wide Bay, 23 minutes past 8. Now, you've just heard from a data scientist from the CSIRO. You may have just heard. If you've just tuned in to ABC Wide Bay, well, for starters, welcome. One of the things the data scientist was talking about was the things that employers are looking for, and it's people skills. And over the Christmas break, I've got to tell you, there was a moment I had where I needed a little bit of extra coaching on some people skills. And I'm hoping that Amanda King can help you out. She's an Australian etiquette expert and the founder of the Australian Finishing School. Amanda, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Welcome.
So, let's start off. Let me set the scene for you, Amanda, first off. It's the Christmas break. I'm in a bit of a rush. I'm at the supermarket and I ran into someone who said to me, "Oh, hi, Roscoe, how are you going?" Had a great old chat. And I can tell you for the life of me, I could not remember their name. And it went okay. But I need some advice. Is there a good way to say to someone, "I'm so sorry, I've forgotten your name"? Can that be handled a little bit better?
There is a better way of doing something like that in this situation. And to be honest, don't feel too hard on yourself. It is a very human thing to forget someone's name. It's just something that we tend to do more than we like to admit, if that makes sense. So in a situation like that, it depends if you've got some company. So if you've got someone else around you, if there's a moment in time that you could even just discreetly ask that person, "Do you remember that person's name?" And even just take ownership. So in that moment, say, "I'm a really forgetful person. I'm so sorry. I can't remember that person's name." And hopefully that person next to you might be able to remind you of that name. But if you can get away with not saying their name, obviously we don't like to nickname them and call them mate or legend or something like that. So just try and keep it a little bit discreet at the time. And if you really, really must at the very end and would obviously like to remember their name, and especially if you bump into each other again in your local environment, is please just remember to not say the words, "I have forgotten your name." So no one likes to be remembered as being forgetful, you know, like as in you're forgettable. So I really do recommend saying, "Can you please remind me of your name again?" So it's how we say it. So that's where those interpersonal skills come in.
Oh, okay. I'm loving the language there. Don't use the word forget. Say, mm-hmm. "I cannot remember."
That's right. Or please remind me of your name again.
Oh, I like that.
How we say that. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now that's a very nice, it's a much better way of going about it. And often when you're in a rush and there's a million things going on at any one time, like you say, we're all human. It does happen. And maybe it's a good opportunity for us to be a little bit kinder to ourselves. I'll certainly take that.
That's right. Be kind to yourself. And so the last resort would be just saying, "I'm so sorry." Take ownership and say, I'm incredibly forgetful. Can you please remind me of your name again?" And that's the best way to resolve that situation. And hopefully you'll remember for the next time.
As we're heading into, you know, we're in a new year and maybe there's new opportunities or you're catching up or meeting new people. What's some good advice on making a good first impression? Is it a warm, firm, friendly handshake and looking someone in the eyes? What is it that really stands out when you want to make a great first impression?
Well, it's definitely those skills. So those verbal and non-verbal skills of eye contact and your greeting. So however that might be, whether it's that, you know, the kiss on the cheek or coming in for a handshake or a hug, depending how well you know that person. So it's definitely the eye contact. So making sure if you're wearing sunglasses, removing them when you're saying hello and saying goodbye to the person as well. So people like to look at people in the eyes, and that's both sitting down and standing up. And also making sure that you don't have anything in between you, whether it's a handbag or groceries or whatever it is, popping them in the other arm. So when you are going in for the greeting, they're not hitting or interrupting that greeting, if that makes sense. So they're just the seamless things that we're meant to be doing in the background whilst we are making that impression with the people that we know and not know quite so well. So they're great tips.
I had a very old-fashioned friend of mine tell me once, he said that whenever you shake someone's hand, you stand up. If you are sitting, you stand up. You never shake someone's hand sitting down. Is that good advice?
That's actually excellent advice, and we recommend that for everyone, children, males, females, not just for men to stand up, both for females to do the same thing, and not just in a corporate professional environment as well. And there's a very important reason behind that, and that's so we can have eye contact at the same level. It's really showing respect. Just in that split moment that that person is important and you respect that they're in the room or they're in your space. So we really recommend standing up. And you may not even feel comfortable shaking hands. So even if it's just the greeting of saying hello, standing up shows that respect.
Now, we just heard before from a data scientist, David Evans, from the CSIRO. And he said interpersonal skills, communication, networking skills, they're in more demand now than ever before after the COVID-19 pandemic. He's run the numbers on job ads, and those interpersonal skills are what more employers are looking for. What are some, I guess, things to add to our arsenal to make sure that we've got those interpersonal skills in the workplace? What are some of the small changes that we can make to make sure that we're ahead of the pack when it comes to the next job interview?
That's right. There's some really important things that we can keep in mind, especially for our personal and professional reputation. So with the need of obviously technology with us, everyone has a phone with us, making sure that the phone isn't the centre of attention. So not putting the phone upside down, it doesn't mean that that phone isn't present. Putting the phone away completely, so whether it's in your pocket or in your handbag, really does show that you have good manners and more of a refined sense of a personality in the workplace. It shows that your attention is focused more on the people around you or the meeting that you're in rather than the phone at hand. And if you do need to answer the phone, you just ask permission beforehand. You just say, I'm expecting an important call. Do you mind if I have my phone on me? And 100% of the time people say, yes, that's fine. But it is about having those interpersonal skills and communicating your needs prior to being around people.
And it sounds like it's coming back to being present, whether it's the distraction from a device or just distraction in general. Being present in what you're doing sounds like a great place to start.
That's right. And having that awareness of that as well. So if you find yourself, you are being distracted with your phone or whether it's something that's just not so relevant at the time, being present and enjoying the moment. So not just about photographing where you are, but enjoying it, enjoying the food, enjoying the company that you're in and being in that moment. I think people talk about glimmers of joy, and that's one of those moments of glimmers that we can reflect on.
I think that's some very, very good advice as we head into the new year. Amanda, thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat with us this morning. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope we can have a chat again soon, because I just get the feeling that a few awkward moments are going to turn up at some point soon, and if I've got someone to give me advice, I'll certainly take it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Amanda. Have a terrific weekend. Amanda King, an Australian etiquette expert and founder of the Australian Finishing School. Thank you so much.